This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now nominally about your teeth, but a story that's really more of a corporate strategy thing. We learned today that CVS is taking another step away from just being a retailer and a pharmacy. It's going to partner with Smile Direct Club and a couple of hundred CVSs this year. You're going to be able to go in and get your teeth scanned and evaluated for Smile Direct's teeth straightening services. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains the business idea.
CVS ran a pilot with Smile Direct in a few stores, and here's what happened.
32% of those customers that were coming in for the services had not shopped at that CVS before.
Mally Bernstein is head of beauty for CVS Health.
And so not only were we pulling in that younger consumer, we were also pulling in new consumers.
And those consumers bought stuff at the CVS besides teeth straightening services. This is important because the less CVS looks like a traditional retailer, the less exposure it has to disruptors like Amazon. You can't get your teeth scanned at Amazon.
We want to have more and more reasons to come to the store, and services are a local part of the experience.
Now, for Smile Direct, there's a very clear benefit.
It's going to double our physical retail footprint today.
Alex Fenkel is co-founder of Smile Direct Club.
It's really about being where our customers are.
Being where customers are cheaply. Brandon Couillard is a senior research analyst at Jefferies.
It allows them to not have to spend nearly as much as they would for their own physical retail site.
The CVS deal has another big bonus for both parties. CVS bought health insurer Aetna last year. Soon, Aetna will add Smile Direct to its list of covered in-network providers. So CVS Health hosts Smile Direct, and CVS Health can refer patients to Smile Direct. The deal does open CVS to criticism from orthodontists who dislike Smile Direct's business model, which uses off-site orthodontists to supervise the process and who can't perform full medical exams on patients on-site. Sean Murphy is with the American Association of Orthodontists.
We've filed with the Food and Drug Administration a letter regarding Smile Direct Club, as well as a petition to the United States Federal Trade Commission.
Smile Direct Club's Alex Fenkel.
I think whenever you disrupt an industry, there's going to be inherent friction.
In this case, one company, CVS, in an industry that's being disrupted, is partnering with a disruptor in another. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.